Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat. This is really dumb, but it's been going on for a few weeks now. And I just want to frame it in my personal opinion, and you can change it or not. But when they had the Met Gala and Kim Kardashian wore an actual dress that Marilyn Monroe wore, she got a lot of flack, and she did pay $5 million to rent the dress for 5 seconds, basically.
Wow.
So she paid her dues to be able to wear it, and it was meticulously done. They placed it on her. Her rump was a little too rotund for the dress, so they had to do one of those things where they kind of tie the two parts of the dress together without zippering the butt into it.
Oh, I see.
Because they're like, that won't fit you in your butt because you've had that surgically changed to be really big, Kim K. Mm. No judgment. However, Marilyn Monroe didn't have that opportunity to have a butt implant. So they tied that part around her so it fit in the front, but it didn't fit in the back. But all she did was do the red carpet in the actual dress. And then she changed clothes into a reproduction of it for the rest of the gala. Now, everyone is saying,
interesting.
Yeah, everyone is saying, oh, historically, that's a very historic dress that needs to be preserved, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, because of a human construct, you want that to be the case. Yes, it has value in our history, but like, what are you valuing over other parts of history? Like, do you... like the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, those are historical documents and no one could really argue with that. But Marilyn Monroe's dress she wore at JFK's birthday party, is that the most historical outfit we have in history? But it was also privately owned and rented by Kim K, you know?
Yeah.
You can have your opinions now. I just like just stated it very biasly in what I thought.
No, that's great. Yeah, that's cool. I'd seen one post appear kind of like about it, but I didn't know much around what had happened. It's interesting. This is what's interesting to me. The fact that it was like she had rented the dress for the moment and then also had a reproduction to wear for the rest of the event.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily know that it's like a good or a bad thing, but it is interesting because it's not the statement of like, look, I've made a reproduction of the dress and this is like the look that I'm going for. It was, I want to be in the actual dress for this moment. And I want like that to be the story I'm communicating. Also, there's a reproduction of the dress for after for like, I don't know. It sounds like comfortability and for the, you know,
well,
dress
and also like, yeah, eating and drinking and all that, you know.
Right. Which makes sense. But it's interesting, I guess, for me, it's like if you're going to the point of making and constructing a reproducted dress.
Yeah.
Then to also have the step of where, and I don't know, I guess I'd like to know, I don't know who owns the dress or who like was in charge of renting it out, but it sounds like they were okay with it.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you, and you're not gonna be super impressed by the brand or the company that owns it, which is fine, but they do own it. It's Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Oh, interesting.
So they're not like a prestigious museum of sorts, but they kind of are a museum in a way.
Interesting. I guess, yeah, I don't know. I think the reason people are probably, you know, protective about it is because of mystery to how she died or a little bit of like, oh, he said, she said about it, you know, so it is a tragic story, however it unfolded. Just so interesting. So interesting. And I'm wondering, and maybe Kim has talked about this, I don't know,
but why she wanted to make like that specific statement. I don't know if she feels that she is like the Marilyn Monroe of our day or like how she's being regarded in the media. I could see her trying, not trying as in like she didn't accomplish it, but maybe that was her motive. I don't know. It's definitely a statement.
Definitely a statement. I haven't heard too much from her. She probably made the statement she wanted, and the publicity is fine, right? Negative or positive, right. The Kardashians know it's gonna sell our brand.
Definitely a great move on their end for that respect, for sure. It seems like it's doing all the things that they want it to do.
Mm-hmm. So in my mind, you have famous people and you have their clothes. It's just hoarding if you think everything has to be saved.
That's a hot take, Richard. It's just hoarding. That's all.
That's all. You can't have everything that everybody wore always. Otherwise, we would have no room on the planet.
Right. And it is interesting, like you say, I don't know what that specific thing is that we're trying to, you know, like just do clothes, not do clothes make the people, but like that balance, right? Of a person's style being emulated and their style being a reflection of who they are. And then when who they are matters to other people as well. I don't know. It's just a whole tangled web. But how cool that fashion can do that. But also, as you say, I don't know, like what I'm wearing, this shirt I got at a thrift store. This was worn by somebody before me. And it's interesting to think about who they might have been or what their story is, but maybe they didn't even like the shirt. Who's to say?
Yeah, who is to say? Yeah, if I think too hard about it, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm wearing dead people's clothes. Hmm. But the flip side is it's weird that you can create something that outlives a human. Like you're like, oh, this article of clothing has a good chance of being around longer than the person wearing it, like us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, also, it's wasteful, I think, if you hold on to everything and you pollute the planet with stuff.
Right. I do love, I've seen a few of them now, but they're set up almost like art exhibits where they have like the clothing collection of somebody kind of on mannequins, and you can kind of walk through. They'll be like, oh, this was worn at this time or for this event or this thing. And it does tell a story in that way.
For sure.
The person who wore them.
Yeah.
But as you say, like to even have them being regarded as an art piece or something that's still using them. I don't know. I think we're agreeing, you know, in some kind of archive, not seeing any sun. You know, maybe it's quote unquote preserved, but why?
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. It's like you can't have your dress and preserve it too.
That's how I feel about the heels I buy. I just wear them to the ground.
Well, you should.
I get like with every outfit. And then when they're toast, time for a new pair.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like shoes should last.
Well, you have to pay a pretty penny for shoes to last longer, probably.
I mean, yes, but also you pay a pretty penny for shoes that also are like barely meant to be worn.
True. True.
No?
Well, I just have one diamond studded pair of sneakers.
Just the one. Yeah. It's what a beautiful sneakers set.
Yeah, and I'm not wearing them out. I'm going to keep them in the closet. Yeah.
Beautiful centerpiece.
Yes, I put it on the table for Thanksgiving.
It's nice. It's almost like a disco ball, too, like when you turn on the light.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
When it's time for karaoke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can hear things better through your phone. Like if I played another YouTube video, would you be able to hear it?
Ooh, maybe.
Okay, let's do an experiment. I'm going to do a little pâté lapin. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, not that. Oh, because she... Okay, sorry. If we're going to bring up Patti LuPone, I saw her in concert, and most recently, she yelled at an audience member in a talkback at company because they wouldn't keep their mask over their nose. It's the rules of the theater. It's the laws here in New York.
Aww.
Yeah, she gets a little, not necessarily disrespectful, but she gets on her platform and she's like, stop it! Stop it!
Man, that would be scary, I guess, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess if I'm going to do Patty, I'm going to do the song she sings in Company.
Is Patty here?
Oh, is Patty here again? Patty, are you here?
Oh, are you?
Oh, I'd like to propose a toast.
Patty, welcome.
I just want to propose a toast, that's all.
Absolutely. I don't have a beverage, but, you know, I will in spirit.
All right. If I propose it, I think you will have one, because I'm Patty LaBone. So all you have to do is just listen to me proposing a toast.
Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh.
Cute. I love that. Everybody
lounging
laugh.
In everybody laugh.
Half times and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat?
Oh, God. It's like, ha ha
ha. Right? So you could hear better on your phone? Is that the deal?
Yeah, much clearer.
Interesting. Interesting technology. Interesting.
Yeah, the games you play.
Yes. And oh, what a tangled web we weave when at first we try to deceive.
Mm.